Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I got yelled at in high school for when I did the Pledge of Allegiance on the for the entire school. I put too much emphasis on too many words.
They yelled at too much emphasis on too many words. Break that down.
They
for
thought
me.
I was messing around when I was doing it.
How did you?
So
do
you were
it?
Like, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I did I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice
Actually,
for all.
It does sound like you're joking right
and
now.
Isn't it?
Who talks about
is,
it? Like
I don't
that?
Know what it is.
Indivisible.
Indivisible. Did I say individual?
Individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Individual.
Individual. Yeah. The guy's like, he's not even saying the words.
Hey, listen,
right.
We're supposed to be united, okay? It's the United States, all right, buddy.
But yeah. I remember because I was, you volunteer, you do that for an entire week, and midway through that week, I had to. Because I was also on the newspaper. I was handing out, like, you go classroom to classroom, see if anybody wants to buy the latest newspaper or whatever. And there was one teacher who was just like, he's like, are you the guy who's been saying the pledge? I was like, yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And he never said, he just said, oh, okay. But he never said like.
Like why he like asked you.
Yeah. So I just thought, okay, that's like, that was kind of weird, but whatever.
You're like, I'm a celebrity.
I know. I'm famous around these halls.
You're like,
and this is before I won Mr. LHS.
You're making the pledge your own, just like they do on The Voice.
Yeah. Look.
And American Idol.
Look, anybody can cover the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right before
he said that, he was actually in a chair and the chair spun around.
CeeLo?
Hey, man, you the man doing that pledge?
But the next day, I got into the main office, and the women there were like, "Hey, so we got a complaint."
Oh my
god! And I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, and I felt bad. I was like, "What happened?" They're like, "They think one teacher thinks you're messing around," and they're like, "We know you're not." Like, but can you just? And so I think I literally did low energy. I said, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible."
I paused on indivisible. Wanted to leave him on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
with liberty.
Under God
and justice
what?
For all.
Under God, what?
I got yelled at for that. Isn't that wild? I still think
it
about
kinda,
that.
It kind of, when you reenacted it, it kind of sounded like you were sort of mocking it a little bit.
No, I think he sounded like every Schoolhouse Rock episode. Like, that was...
What?
I didn't see anything. Over the top. Like, I've heard you talk before where you can be over the top. That I didn't think was over the
Thank
top.
Thank you.
Well, it's probably a teacher that didn't really know him, like, you know, and probably thought that because they didn't know him, it sounded like that. If you don't know him, it may sound like that.
CeeLo Green.
Who was your least favorite teacher?
Oh, I easily. Mrs. Schott, fifth grade.
I can't say mine because she's a sister.
She's a sister?
Mm-hmm.
Like your sister?
No.
Like a nun.
To God.
Oh, hello.
She was.
You can.
So
her name was either Maria, Martha, Margaret,
or Faye.
Wait, was that her name, Sister Faye? Mal goes, I can't oust her. Her name was Faye.
Faye. Wait, what made Sister Faye so bad?
Was it Faye or Faith?
Faye.
Okay.
Because she was mean to me. She made me, in college, she thought
college.
That I was doing too many activities and not focusing enough on growing as a human being. So she went to the cheerleading coach, and she, without speaking to me, went to them and said, you know, Melissa's not coming back. She quits.
Wow.
She
I remember
quit
you,
for
you
me.
Sharing the story, because weren't you struggling in a certain class, like science or something?
Yeah, I was struggling in psychology.
I was about to say, it better not be science. We do a segment every week where you talk about science.
Yeah, although psychology is kind of science, but I was struggling in that class. It was super boring.
And so she quit the cheerleading squad for you.
Yeah.
That's kind of mean.
And then made me read the Bible to her once a week.
Well, I can
see
that.
It's a bit excessive, though, right?
Yeah.
I can tell that didn't
What's
stick.
Up with that?
I can tell
I'm like,
that didn't stick.
Yeah, that's mean, Sister Faye.
Yeah. Unnecessary, I think.
Especially in college. I feel like it's, I get it, you went to a different college and
it's no longer
it
around.
It was a smaller college.
Starting to see why your college is no longer around.
Yeah, at the same time, it's like, I couldn't imagine a professor telling me anything like, hey, actually there was.
She scared me though.
There was one, I don't know if I've shared this story. There was one class I took in college. It was, I think it was like history of journalism or something. And it was on, I want to say it was on like a Thursday at like 9 a.m. So if I went out on Wednesday, not great. And I would go out on Wednesdays a lot. Went to a party school. What's up? But I remember this, but I'd always sit in the back with like a bunch of people that I knew. And it wasn't like a, it wasn't a big lecture. It was a fairly small. It was probably
people
like
who sit in the back
30.
Just want to like jerk around.
Well, yeah. one kid would
carve
always
Metallica
play
lyrics into their desk.
One kid would always play the Zombie
Nation?
No, Zombie, it's like Zombies versus Plants or something. It was like,
Yeah.
But like they would do, but like generally I wasn't, it's not like I was, like I'd pay attention, but I'm sure I zoned out a lot because I was probably hungover. Whatever. So, but I remember one, like I just, you know, one class I go, I didn't go out the night before, and the teacher pulled me and three other kids to the front of the class as soon as class started. Not sit in the front row. Literally made us sit where he would give the lectures.
What?
And look out to everybody. Again, like a class of 30, so but it's still weird. And the entire class was on Hunter S. Thompson and how he did drugs and drank and like reported. And I realized he pulled me up with like the three other dudes that also drank a lot. And I'm like, damn, am I being called Hunter S. Thompson?
Wow.
The one time I'm like not hungover in this class.
Wow, yeah. That's kind of a weird thing.
It was
to
a
do,
weird
though.
The whole time.
That's
and he never
too.
Said like these guys are like he never addressed it. So I'm wondering if
that's
like
that's passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah. It was very. That was the weirdest. So that's why I can relate in that sense. But like I've never had like another like professor like actively like be weird. Actually, I'm telling a lot of stories because I now things are. You want to hear the weirdest day I ever had in community college?
Sure.
I think about this day.
Why not?
Once a year.
This
minimum.
Is. It sounds like a college thesis. The weirdest day I had in community college.
So, it started with I was taking a biology class and it was the day of a test and I studied all night. I was very tired. Got there. It was probably an 8 a.m. test and I was sitting next to a woman who I actually went to middle school with and we took this class together, a good friend of mine, and she was talking to somebody she knew right next to me. Like it was like another class just got let out, so she's talking. So I'm studying and looking down at my note cards and all of a sudden I just hear a loud like ah! And I turn and it's my friend standing up, falling to the ground, having a seizure.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Good.
Like,
no.
And her
oh
friend
gosh.
That she was talking to was, I don't know if she was a nurse, but like I know she helped out right away and I tried to do everything I could. And then our community college had like, especially our biology class, had a lot of people aspiring to be nurses. So there was a bunch of like women that immediately raced over to help her. And like, I remember like I like, somebody came by and I had to answer questions to help out. Like I just, but I was like frazzled because I'm like, I didn't get like any sleep last night. And like that happened. And like, I felt very worried and just like all this, go in, take the test. And I just remember being like, cause I couldn't get the sound out of my head. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is, I was like, that is so weird. And I feel so bad and all this. So then I go, I'm like, you know, I have some time. I could have gone home, but I'm like, I don't have enough time. So I'm just going to go and sit in like the cafeteria area and like kind of study up on something, another class. And
oh my God, I wonder if I know where this is coming.
No, but then I look up and I because I hear two people kind of like talking loud and I look up and there's this, another woman I knew in the college. I was like a tour guide for the college. I did that at Elgin Community College.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody else who was a tour guide. So I look up, I see her talking loudly. And I all of a sudden just see her start throwing hands and like beating up another girl. So I'm like literally just like literally going from seizure to that. And I'm like, what is going on today? So I go to my last class that day. I'm like, this class is beat. Like it was an English class and I was kind of zoning out because again,
What a weird day.
Yeah, at that point, you're like, oh, I don't know what to expect in this third class.
And I zoned out, and I came to the professor breaking down a story about how when he was serving in Vietnam, he killed a kid and still will wake up every now and then screaming Ew. With the images.
Oh my gosh.
My gosh.
So he's talking about his PTSD.
Yes.
Yeah, what the?
I literally just like.
Thank you for your service, dude.
Yeah, no. Thank you for your service. And I just was like, oh my God. I even went home and I think I saw my mom. She's like, how's your day? I'm like, I can't talk about it. And I just went to sleep.
Now you wake up screaming thinking about that day.
Yeah. You had a medical emergency.
Yeah.
You had a physical altercation you witnessed, and then you sat through somebody through their
PTSD.
PTSD.
Sometimes I wonder if that was like a fever dream of a day.
Yeah,
like if
right.
I was just so tired, I made all of that up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, no, that actually happened. So,
oof.
Yeah, I think about that day, much like the teacher thinks about his PTSD.
Yeah, because it's so unique.
It's such a weird day.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had to save anybody before or help somebody who was in distress?
Save someone's life?
Or help somebody who was in distress. I have.
Break it down.
So, sophomore year of college, and this girl who I had been rooming with, I ran into her outside, and it was kind of a hot day. It was like about 90 degrees, maybe 95, and it was in between classes, and I saw her, and I said, hey, how are you? And she just kind of didn't answer me, and she was looking at the ground, and I was like, are you okay? And all of a sudden, she went from dry to her skin and hair was soaking wet.
Oh, gosh.
And she started not being able to breathe, and I didn't know what was going on with her, and I had her sit down on the curb, you know, the sidewalk curb. And it turns out we ended up having to call somebody to come from the campus over to come help her because I didn't know what was going on, but I sat there with her until somebody got there. Turns out that whole thing was from a panic attack.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Sweating from nothing to soaking wet.
Ew.
I didn't even know panic attacks could do that to you.
Yeah.
That's what she had.
That's wild.
Massive panic attack. I didn't know what was going on. Have you ever had anything happen?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to save someone's life?
No. Look.
You just walk on by, don't you?
Yeah, just ignoring everybody.
No. No bad things happen around me because they know that if, you know, anyone tries to commit a crime or, you know, tries to kill someone near me that, you know, they're just going to catch these hands. So I'm going to get, no, I don't have any cool stories of saving anyone's life, okay? All right? Sorry.
Loser.
Yep.
Sorry.
Who doesn't really live his life?
Exactly.
Come on.
All right. My Miss Schott, fifth grade, she, for 60 of the 80 school days, right? Or no, 180. 160 of the...
I was about to say, you went to school 80 days? Maybe yeah, that's why she didn't like you.
160 out of the 180 school days, she was awful. She was mean. She hated me. Now, granted, I was a little bit of a cut-up in class, so I'm sure she had... somewhat reason to hate me, but I had been a cut up for the 4 or 5 years prior to fifth grade in elementary school, and no other teacher hated me the way she did. So there was something definitely off with her. But however, the reason she was not mean all 180 days of school was because at around the 160 classroom day, she got real nice. And I'm talking like overly nice.
How nice was she?
Nice. Going out of her way to, like, you know, look out for me, making sure I understood the assignments and really like buttering me up.
Did you know why she was doing it?
I found out probably around 170 days into the school year when she gave me a large manila envelope, told me to bring it home to my dad.
What did your dad do for
a
living?
So I said, okay, I'll do this.
Uh-huh.
I bring it home to my dad.
Who?
He unseals it out and pours it out, and out comes like a, it was a letter from Mrs. Schott, a very nice worded letter about how much she loves me and is I'm such a joy in class and she loves teaching me. and attached, and then it described what else was in the envelope, including a headshot, a demo CD, and some promotional items for Miss Schott's daughter, who is an inspiring singer, which are about a dime a dozen in Nashville, which is where I grew up.
Yeah, you should go there more.
It is... And
we have to tell everybody why she gave it to
them. Yeah. Well, Mel's been asking that question for like 5 minutes.
Making sure that, you know, the story comes full circle.
So my father, like most people in Nashville, was in the music business.
Yeah.
He was in the music industry. And and she did not know that until probably about 160 days into the school year.
Okay.
And the minute she found that out was the minute she changed her entire persona around me. I did. It was kind of cool. It's like I did feel kind of like important and like, you know, like kind of a bit of a celebrity in a way, because like she just like, oh, this is how the other half lives. You know, like if you have something that someone else wants, oh, they will treat you well to get it.
I know. I don't like that.
It's not great.
I don't like that. I think that's not cool.
Well, what was just weird
just
was like,
nice anyway.
I knew her as one way for, you know, nine-tenths of the school year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just changed just because of what my dad did for a living. And
doesn't
like
that make you feel icky inside, though?
Well, yeah. My mom and dad, to their credit, they laugh about it to this day. They're like, I don't know what she was thinking. And I don't even know if my dad listened to the demo, or if he did, he was like, it was not that great. And
it would be great if he still had it. I'd love to hear it.
Same. I would play that. I'd bump that in my car. she was the worst teacher.
I thought you were going to say, and her name is Haley Witters.
Haley Witters?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Her name was Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Mrs. Twain.
Yeah, so then my dad lost his job in the music industry because he passed up on her.
Because we made so many jokes about her.
Mr.
Smith.
No, but without all that said, teachers are great.
Teachers are great.
Even Miss Schott, even though she was the worst, teachers are great. We appreciate them. We want that to be known.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Smith, a chemistry teacher in high school, I think about this. There's two stories that always stick out. Number one, we had like a homework assignment. I didn't do it. But he was hand up. But it was like, but it wasn't like a graded assignment. He was like, I just want you guys to practice something. It was like I can't remember specifically what it was with chemistry. But then he was like, okay, I need four volunteers to come up to the board and from the homework that you were supposed to do or like to practice, like show how to do these equations or something. And I volunteered because he had three and he's like, I need one more. He kept begging. I said, okay. But I told him, I was like, hand up. I didn't do it. So can you just walk me through it? He said, yes. And he started berating me when I didn't know what to do.
Oh, no.
He was like, I can't believe you don't know what you're doing. Somebody in the class had to be like, leave him alone.
Wow.
I was just up there. I was like, this sucks. And then...
After you volunteer.
Yeah, after I like laid out the groundwork, like put the bar pretty low. And then there was one day we were doing some sort of lab and he always like boasts about how it's the most fun day and most fun lab. But I don't know if teachers even still have like these, but I remember he had like a specific website for the class. You can go look up assignments, but he had like a bio page about himself. And in the bio, it said at the bottom, ask me about the time I stood at the very top of the Sears Tower. No, not inside. I was outside. And I had saw that months before, but always forgot to bring it up. And while we were doing this lab, that again, he's boasting, most fun day, blah, blah, blah. I think of that story. So I go, Mr. Smith, can you tell that story? And he goes, today of all days, you're going to ask me that? And never explained it. It's like, what the hell, man?
So you still, to this day, have no idea why he was on the outside of the Sears
I was
Tower.
Like, I would have loved to have heard it. And then I remember, I was like, God, he sucks. And then one of my friends was like, no, he's a great teacher. And then I realized my friend's mom used to be a teacher at the school. So I think they knew each other and liked each other. And like, that helped. I was like, that guy hated me.
You should ask your friend's mom why, if she was ever on the outside of the Sears Tower.
I know. She'll follow
it. It was like a teacher conference.
We could be inside or we could be outside.
You never know.
We like class outside.
Ugh.
Outside class was the best. Did you guys ever do that in college?
Like once.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was always nice.
Anything that switched up the norm for me, I was all in on.
Yeah.
Really?
A couple of classes, because I took one class that was like, I don't think it started. It was like on a Tuesday at like 5:30 or 6 or something. And I just remember that it was, but it was like beginning of the year, so the sun wasn't setting like too late or too early. And he was just like, guys, want to go sit outside? I was like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does awesome.
See, I always felt that to be so distracting.
I mean, you you are self-diagnosed ADD, so I get why being outside and literally seeing like a squirrel pass by you.
See, I think that's why I liked going outside, because I also have ADD, and I couldn't stay. I couldn't stay in the walls because I lose my mind.
I also was in the point of college where I didn't like sitting crisscross applesauce. You know?
Oh, that I can't do that anymore.
You can't sit crisscross applesauce?
You can't sit crisscross applesauce?
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can.
Do it. No, honestly, I don't know if I can. All right, so I'm on the floor. Oh, I guess. Okay, wait, never mind. I can.
Oh, okay.
Wow, well, all that build up for nothing.
Hang on. No, there was something else. There was something else that I was like, I can't. I think it. I
probably
don't know.
When you know how kids will take their whole leg and their foot and they'll put it behind their
I don't
head.
Think I've ever been
I
able
used to do that. I can't do that now.
I used to. I think I didn't used to be able to sit crisscross applesauce.
Do you want
to
come back up to the mic?
Wait, hang on.
Yeah. Do you want to talk?
I think it's. I think when I first started here. I was like really out of shape. Pandemic?
No way.
I was really out of shape, and I don't think I could sit like
that. Kyle's sitting crisscross applesauce right now.
My knees, I think, or my back. I don't know. I wasn't able to fold.
Your neck? Your back? Yeah.
Your left finger, pinky finger.
All right. Okay.
Something was weird about it. I mean, it doesn't feel good.
Before we get out of here, can I real quick, we touched on this a little bit in the studio during the show, but I've got a bone to pick.
Okay. With who?
Lizzie Bruin.
Oh, here we go.
You guys familiar with the Berenstain Bears?
Yep. Watched the cartoons, read the books.
Okay, so there's a book called Berenstain Bears and the Trouble with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Where Brother Bear is getting too old. He doesn't want to do tea party with Sister Bear. So Brother Bear goes off to skateboard with his cousin, which I don't think his cousin is a good influence on him, but that's another story for another day. So Mama Bear's like concerned that Sister Bear's playing all by herself, and by playing all by herself I mean she's jump roping with a butterfly and a frog. And so she's like, she needs someone her own age to move in. That, and then out of the corner of Mama Bear's eye, wouldn't you know it, a moving truck pulls up to the house, the tree next door.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and there's a little girl that is sister's age, and it's Lizzie Bruin.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Bruin. They move in, and Lizzie Bruin, I swear, you guys, is the biggest brat known to man. Now, don't get me wrong. Sister Bear has bratty qualities.
Yeah.
But Lizzie Bruin is a nightmare of a child, okay?
And are you going to continue reading these books then to your kids because she's a nightmare?
My daughter is like kind of going through a little like behavioral stuff right now. Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's because we've spent, that's the only Berenstain Bears book she wants to read. I've tried to introduce her to other books.
Mm-hmm.
No Girls Allowed, To Tell the Truth, you know, all the different Berenstain Bears books. But she loves Trouble with Friends. She's a routine girl. I think she just likes watching. And Lizzie Bruin, she comes out. She goes, she's like, I see your jump rope. I can do Red Hot Peppers. I can jump to 1,000. And Sister Bruin's like, well, I can jump to 1,001. She's like, well, I can jump to 1,002. Why didn't you say that to begin with? Okay, now you're just trying to one up, literally one up Sister Bruin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Sister Bear. And then Lizzie Bruin goes off. When they play school, Lizzie Bruin always has to be teacher. And Sister Bear's like, what the heck? I used to always be teacher. Why do you get to be teacher? So then they start fighting, accidentally snaps her pointer, the twig.
Wow, that's mean.
And then she sends, like, so then Sister Bear storms out. She goes, Lizzie, always in a tizzy. And then, like,
got her, though.
Home.
Yeah. Got her, though.
She did get her. That was a good one, honestly.
That gets her real good.
Roasted her.
Which one's worse? Lizzie or Caillou?
Oh, that's. Ooh, I've actually. So.
Which one's worse?
I've never done Caillou. Did you do? Have you? Do you know
Caillou? I knew of Caillou. I knew people hated Caillou. I never watched
Caillou. I've heard people have hated Caillou, so I've kind of steered clear of Caillou.
Oh. I mean, Caillou's a little bald kid.
My mom
hated
Caillou. My mom, when she was watching my nephew, she'd be like, Caillou is such a brat.
Everyone hates Caillou.
He's whiny. Yeah. That's why. You need to watch it just to judge for yourself.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting if you did to see if, like, Kennedy ended up liking Caillou or not.
No, so I'm scared. I've kept Kennedy away from Caillou. Blippi. Do you guys know Blippi?
I've heard of
it. It's kind of a newer one.
I don't know Blippi.
Blippi's gotten big over the last few years.
Oh, okay.
Is it like
that's
the guy who's really dressed up?
In orange and blue. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
ILL.
Yeah. ILL. ANNOYING. That Blippi, and then there was one other one that I've steered clear, and I'm like, no, we're not watching.
Not Bluey.
Nina and Star?
No, I want to get her in on Bluey because I've heard Bluey's funny for adults. Adults like Bluey.
Do you ever watch Nina and Star?
No.
I think it's
Paw Patrol. Yeah. Do you not support the law enforcement?
That sounded like a movie on like Cinemax or something. Mel.
No,
yeah, it's late night on Cinemax. Do you ever watch it? Nina and Star.
I got into the plot, some things kind of happened in the middle there.
Yeah, you really learn about the human anatomy in that show.
very educational.
She is big on Daniel Tiger. Do you ever get in Daniel Tiger?
Yeah,
I remember hearing of Daniel Tiger.
Daniel Tiger. The intro to Daniel Tiger, is just a blatant ripoff of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I'm not joking. It's the exact same song.
I
don't know if they're tied somehow because there are like kings and humans and tigers in Daniel Tiger.
Yeah, because they had the little puppets in Mr. Robin's Neighborhood. Yeah,
so
they might be like a spinoff.
I know. I should do my research on that.
I don't know.
Do you see they're going to do a spinoff from Young Sheldon?
Yes.
You can't do that. That's a spinoff.
Yes. I'm like, has that ever been done before?
You can't do that. And enough with Big Bang Theory. I'm hashtag anti-Bang Gang.
Because sometimes I'll say I hate things and I won't give them a fair shake. I think, case in point, Jeff Dunham, the puppet guy. Never gave him a fair shake, but I didn't like his whole spiel, and I got mad at anybody who said they liked him. Okay. But Big Bang Theory, I have watched so many episodes.
I've tried to like it.
And have laughed once.
Really?
I swear to God, this isn't like an exaggeration, because I remember like one time something happened and me laughing, and then the whole time I was like, okay, like, he made a comic book reference. Why are people laughing at
That's the thing. That's the thing. There's no punchlines in that show. If you watch it, because I've watched it many times.
Parents loved that show.
My Mayor's entire family loves Big Bang Theory,
really?
And I've tried to like it. So it's like, okay, I'm really I get the characters. Bazinga! There's not a single punchline in that show. Every time the laugh track goes off, it is because someone just referenced something. Or said something with more gusto than they normally would. Other than that, it's not. In fact, I implore everyone, whether you're a Big Bang Theory fan or not, go onto YouTube.
I know what you're talking about.
Look up Big Bang Theory with no laugh track, and you will see nothing they are saying is funny. It is just because you hear this laugh track and it's like, that's funny. Like, there's not a funny moment in that show.
Why do you think so many people liked it? It was such a hit show enough that they'd done a spinoff and, you know,
I think there was nostalgia with all the references they make. And I think people are drawn to nostalgia and it's like, I like that. I haven't thought of that in years. So they keep some energy. It's why Family Guy, I think, worked for the beginning portion. It was like,
Family Guy's so different though. It's edgy.
Yeah, but it'd be like, I'm gonna make an obscure reference, yeah, and it'd be like, oh my god, that is obscure. Yeah. And I feel like that's what Big Bang Theory was, and then it just became like. Like, I guess they won enough awards that people liked it.
I know.
It.
I think people think that it's smart comedy. Like, it's intelligent. Like, because when I first used to, like, hate on Big Bang Theory, Mara would be like, well, you just don't get it. You're not smart enough to get it. And I'm like, no, that's not. Okay. I understand comedy.
I know I'm a dumb-dumb.
I have a good sense of comedy.
I'm a dumb-dumb when it comes to science, but I'm not a dumb-dumb in comedy.
And it was like,
I'm going to have to go back and watch it again.
Go on YouTube and watch the show with no laugh track and see if you laugh. It is, I'm telling you, it's
but doesn't sometimes the laugh track
awkward.
Make things more funny, which is why they add the laugh track?
Well, yes.
In all sitcoms?
Well, yeah, they add the laugh, yeah, because it's like, if you're with someone that, like, if other people think you, like, something is funny,
right.
Like, yeah, you will tend to find it funnier.
Because if they're not in front of a live studio audience, they'll do the laugh tracks.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it is, but I think that is a case in point of a show where you're peer pressured into laughing.
It could be.
It's kind of like whenever we're in studio and Austin tells a joke.
Okay. I know.
All right.
Right.
Okay. We're getting out of here.
Team Melissa Day.
Bazinga.
Hello. It's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.